This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's heartbeat.
Oh, Poddy. What's the matter? What's up with Poddy, Professor? He's in a terrible state.
He's heartbroken, apparently.
Well, we all know that. His heart got broken. That's why we're trying to make him a new one. We're working as fast as we can, Poddy.
No. He's heartbroken. You know, really sad and disappointed. He entered a colouring competition and didn't win.
Is that all? Well, maybe if we sort out your real broken heart, you won't feel so sad. Come on, Prof, let's get to work.
Now, we want to make a heart for Poddy that's in perfect working order. As we've been finding out, hearts are pretty complicated and there are all sorts of things that can go wrong. What are we checking out today, Nurse?
A heart complaint called heart murmurs.
Excuse me, can we have some quiet, please? There will be no murmuring in here, thank you very much.
The murmurs we are talking about aren't voices. It's all to do with the sound of your heartbeat. You know the sound of your heartbeat? It goes loop-doop, loop-doop. The loop is when the valves that control blood flow from the upper chambers to the lower chambers close. Then, as the valves controlling blood going out of the heart close, your heart goes doop. In some people, there's an extra noise that the blood makes as it flows through the heart. It sounds sort of like the noise of water flowing through a hose. This sound is called a murmur.
More than half of all children have a heart murmur at some point in their lives, and most murmurs don't mean anything is wrong. But sometimes they are a sign of a problem with the heart. And like children, there are lots of different types. Grade 1 is the softest sounding murmur, while grade 6 is the loudest. A murmur graded 4, 5 or 6 is so loud you can actually feel a rumbling from it under the skin if you put your hand on the person's chest. Murmurs can be quiet or loud depending on what you're doing. Murmurs can get louder when the blood is moving faster, like when you're running around, and then quieten when you're at rest. Even though most murmurs do not mean anything is wrong, sometimes a heart problem can cause a murmur. The heart may have a hole in it, a valve may be leaking, or a valve may not open all the way. If your doctor thinks your heart murmur could be due to a heart problem, you might need to see a special doctor who knows a lot about children's hearts. And there's stacks they can do for you. Isn't that right, Nurse?
Yes, they can give you advice on eating healthily and keeping active to help to strengthen your heart. In some cases, surgery is necessary to fix the problem. Depending on the problem, doctors can patch a hole in the heart, fix a valve, rebuild a blood vessel, or stretch open a blood vessel that's too narrow. But most of the time, a heart murmur isn't a big problem. And most kids with heart murmurs can run, jump, and play just like everybody else. A heart murmur is simply a sound. Some people say it's just your heart whistling while it works.
Thanks, Nurse. Now Poddy is lucky because we can make him a new heart in our laboratory. It's not quite as easy to replace human hearts. So here's a tip. Make sure you keep your ticker in top shape.
Ticker tip.
Today's tip is, when it comes to making big changes to your heart health, start with small steps. Small changes really can add up. Why not ask to walk on shorter journeys instead of going in the car? Making small switches can really help keep your heart healthy. Using olive oil instead of butter when cooking, cutting the fat off meat, drinking water instead of fizzy drinks, or having fruit instead of chocolate. It all helps.
Great advice, Nurse. And our heart for Poddy is coming on brilliantly. I'll go and give him the good news. Might cheer him up.
Professor Hallux's Heartbeat. Funded thanks to a Heart Research UK Healthy Heart Grant. Find out more and get hands-on at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.